Hey, I'm David, and I live here in this historic village of Round Lake, and it's just such a lovely village with all the gingerbread houses. So this is Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder.
Live at EXT in the village of Round Lake, and that was David Strait playing a version of Isn't She Lovely. David, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
David, we're here because there's going to be a special event happening, like, right here, right?
Right.
This weekend.
Right, yeah. When I first moved into the village, I immediately loved that we have a space to be able to welcome market vendors to this awesome village. It just really makes the summer come alive here in our town.
Now, besides playing music, what else do you do?
I remodel homes. I'm a volunteer firefighter. And then I also help program and direct the happenings at the Round Lake Auditorium.
That's a very wonderful space.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're right outside of it right now.
Let's talk a little bit about the markets. We brought Rachel Garrison here with us to talk about this as well. So what's going to happen here? This is August 8th and 9th.
Yep, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday's from 9 to 5, and Sunday is from 10 to 4.
Awesome. And sort of what's going to be here? A lot of different vendors, right?
We'll have over 60 vendors. Each one is handmade artisan work. There's a large variety, everything from metalwork to ceramics to jewelry, a lot of different things, some clothing, wide variety. And we also have homemade artisan food. And also we will be serving food from vendors that you can take out and you can as well as eat here.
And there'll be music too, you'll be playing?
That's correct, yeah, there's a lineup of music for Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday is special too, we have a vinyl DJ in town that's gonna be doing Sunday right after me. And as Rachel said, our tagline is 3 markets, 2 days in 1 eclectic village. And so the 3 markets, as she said, is the artisans that make at craft vendors, and then we have the food vendors with food trucks, and then we have a book market in our auditorium.
It's huge. Hundreds of books.
Now, the markets have been going on for a number of years.
I would say close to 25 or 30 years.
And how have you seen it evolve over the years?
The village does its promotion. They have created some criteria that allows the committee to judge and to decide what kind of vendors and how many we should have. We have a limited space because our village is on 40 acres and it's very close knit in many ways. However, we have to share a lot of space. So sure. We have about 60-ish and then not including the food.
Again, the hours on Saturday?
Saturday is 9 to 5. Sunday is 10 to 4. We have lots of parking. A couple of churches will be doing some fundraising for that. And we also have a large ball field for free parking. We have handicapped spaces. We also have a golf cart limo that will take you to wherever you want to park. And just flag us down. We'll be able to take care of you.
Be making loops.
We will.
Yeah. Picking up stragglers.
Yes.
Yep. Fantastic. Now, this must take a lot of preparation to get this ready. All right. So tell me a little bit about the preparation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a team that works to curate the vendors, like Rachel was saying, and they work from January until now curating who will be at the markets. And then we have a whole team of volunteers of people from the village and people outside the village to coordinate with the vendors and get them in the right spot in the right booth and load all the books into the auditorium. That's a big undertaking.
And get everything set up as far as the publicity and all the organization, even right down to the removal of trash and the portisans, everything. Yes.
Obviously, it's a little late if somebody wants to get in on this as a vendor, but how could they for next year?
We have a website. They can go to marketsatroundlake.com. There'll be applications. Usually there'll be dates that will be posted, but that won't be until after January.
Absolutely. All right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Is there anything we're missing, guys?
I think this village is a hidden gem, and sometimes it's hard to find the auditorium and the other happenings here, but we're right off exit 11. As long as you head east towards the lake off of 87, you'll see signs and that sort of thing to find us. But like Rachel said, marketsatroundlake.com. And there will be a map too when you arrive here and a map online to show what vendors are here and what food you can purchase.
And you'll enjoy it. It's a step back in time. Most of the homes were built in the late 1800s and we try to keep that character alive.
Is there a list of the vendors anywhere yet?
It'll be on the map.
And it's on the website mm-hmm. with a photo for the vendor and a link to their website or their social media page so you can learn more.
And I believe you guys are on Instagram and Facebook mm-hmm. as well?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Oh, fantastic. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's at Markets at Round Lake.
And is there a list of the musicians who are playing?
That will be available online.
All
yep.
Right. I'm pushing you, aren't I?
Yeah.
Guys, I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about Markets at Round Lake.
And thank you for interviewing and promoting us too. Yeah. We appreciate
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Thanks
no
for
worries.
Coming to our little village.
Love this little village. It's awesome. David, would you like to play another song?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to invite my wife, Becca, to play with me for this one. Hi, I'm David.
I'm Becca.
We live here in this historic village and we love the markets every year. We're going to be playing Starting Over by Chris Stapleton at the markets on Sunday. So we wanted to give you a little preview of what to expect on Sunday.
A better place than the one we're at, and I ain't got no kind of plan, but I had all this town I could stay in, and I got friends out on the coast, we can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. And it don't matter to me where we are, is where I wanna be. And honey, for once in our life, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover. Starting over. This might not be an easy time. There's rivers to cross and hills to climb. The And some days we might fall apart. And some nights might feel cold and dark. When nobody wins, afraid of losing. And the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. Someday we'll look back and smile. And know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me, wherever we are is where I wanna be. Honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over. And honey, for once in our life, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over, starting over. Ooh.